the front court for Mount Holmes' first possession. Ball goes to Peters on the left wing. Up top to Cresilius. Ball goes over narrow to Benton on the right side. Up top now to Bashirs. Over to Cresilius on the left wing. Up top now to Peters. Thought about three. Now he's going into the lane for the layup. It does not go. And the rebound is controlled by Dawson Bailey for Bentonville West. Back come the Wolves. Here's Dylan Bailey into the front court. Throws over on the left side to Svoboda. Up top now to Dawson Bailey. Back over to Svoboda on the left. Now he'll dribble between the circles. Goes into the lane. Now kicks out to the right side to White. Now Dawson Bailey. I'm sorry, Dylan Bailey has it on the right side. He'll give it to Svoboda on the corner. He throws out toward the elbow. Gives it to Dawson Bailey on the left wing. Down on the low block to Hickson. Hickson looking for the hook shot. No good. And the rebound controlled by Peters. And back comes Mountain Home. 6:37 left in the first quarter. Wolves up 3-0. Peters throws up top to Cresilius. Back to Peters. Now up top to Bashirs. Over to Cresilius on the right wing. Down low block to Cruz. He looks to make a move. And he's going to be fouled. I believe they're going to call that on the floor or on the No, they're going to call that on the shot. That foul is on Jonas Hickson. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number one against Bentonville West here in the first half. Luke Cruz puts on Mount Sodom on the board with his first free throw, and he has one more coming. Second shot is up and good. He gets both. And then Mount Sodom cuts Bentonville West lead to a point. 3-2 our score. 6:17 left in the first quarter. Here's Hickson with the ball at the top. Throwing it over to Svoboda. Now Dawson Bailey kicks out to Dylan Bailey on the right wing. Thought about three. Now he's going to dribble towards the paint. Picks up his dribble, gives it to Hickson. Now Dawson Bailey heads up near the top. He drills to the right elbow. Now going down on the low block. And now he's going to be called for the travel. First turnover of the night against Bentonville West. 5:58 left to play in the game. Mount Sodom with a chance to take their first lead of the night with this possession as they trail 3-2. Benton throws over to Bashirs on the right wing. His pass is knocked away and stolen by Svoboda, who goes back the other way, going up for the layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Bashirs. Here's Benton back the direction for Mount Sodom. Throws up top to Bashirs, over to Cresilius on the right wing. Lower 5.5 minutes left to play in this first quarter. Now ball goes up top to Bashirs. Over to Benton on the left side. Pass to Cresilius. Will go out of bounds. He couldn't handle the pass, and that'll be the second turnover of the night against Mountain Home. 5:26 left to play in the third quarter. Bentonville West will get the ball back, leading 3-2. Dylan Bailey will take the inbound pass from Svoboda and walk it across the timeline. Matt Jones will check in at the next available time for Mountain Home. Ball goes over to Svoboda on the left wing. Up top to Dawson Bailey. Over to White on the right side. Now up top to Dawson Bailey. Dawson Bailey gives it back to White. Now to Dylan Bailey on the right wing. His three-pointer in and out, no good. And the rebound controlled by Talon Benton. He's quickly back the other way for Mountain Home. Benton dribbles on the left wing. Finds Luke Cruz going up for the layup. Off the glass and in. And Mountain Home has their first lead of the night. Luke Cruz with all four of Mountain Home's points as the Bombers lead 4-3. 4:45 to play in the first quarter. Dawson White throws it knocked away, but Svoboda's able to secure possession of it. He gives it to Dylan Bailey on the left wing. He drills up to the top. Now he's dribbling down towards the low block. Kicks it out to Dawson Bailey. He's going into the lane for the layup, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Luke Cruz. I think he was trying to set up to take the charge, but the official's going to call him for the block. That is Luke Cruz's second personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home here in the first half. 4:28 left to play as Cruz will sit down with his second foul, being replaced by Matt Jones, a 6'4 sophomore. By the way, I didn't mention Cresilius as a 6'2 senior. Here is White inbounding the ball to Dylan Bailey in the right corner. Mountain Home up 4-3. Dylan Bailey will dribble up between the circles, throws it over to Dawson Bailey. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Dawson Bailey with his first 3 points of the night. And Bentonville West goes back up 6-4. That's the second lead change this evening so far. Here's Bashirs with the ball on the left wing. Up top to Peters. Back over to Bashirs. Jones chases down the ball just outside the lane. Back up top, back up to Bashirs. Now up top to Cresilius. Over to Benton on the right wing. Benton takes a screen from Priscilius. Now up top to Jones. Back over to Benton. Finds Bashir's on the low block. And he has the ball knocked away, stolen by Bentonville West. Going back the other way for the layup was Dawson Bailey. Shot was blocked. Now Hickson's going up for the layup, and he's going to be called for the charge. Third turnover of the night against Bentonville West. That is Jones Hickson's second personal foul, team foul number two against Bentonville West. Svoboda and Hickson and also White are all checking out for Bentonville West, being replaced by Cade Ruffner, a 5'6" freshman. See if I can figure out some of the other subs. I believe Mountain Home had a sub as well. Yes, they did. They brought in Wyatt Gilbert a moment ago to replace Griselius. Here's Benton with the ball on the right side. 3:17 left. It is Bentonville West up 6-4. Bashir's now throws it to Peters. Peters going into the lane, kicks it to Jones there on the low block. Back to Peters. He's going to do a spin move, and he's going to be tied up. And it will be Mountain Home's basketball on the possession arrow. 3:07 left to play in the first quarter. Mountain Home with a chance to tie, or with another chance to tie or take the lead as they trail 6-4. Peters will trigger the inbound pass. Gets right into Jones there on the low block. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Matt Jones will go to the line for the and-one situation. That foul's on Austin Connor, who checked in, was one of the subs who checked in a moment ago. He is a 6'4 senior, and that is his first personal foul, team foul number three against the Wolves. So Matt Jones with a chance to give Mountain Home the lead back. Free throw is up, no good. So it's going to be a tie game right now. 6-6 with 3 minutes left. Back that way, Dawson Bailey going up for the three-pointer. No good. And rebound controlled offensively by Connor. Austin Connor gets it back up and in. Yeah, that's his first 2 points of the night. 8-6, Bentonville West back on top with 2:45 left. Here's Peters with the ball on the right side. Peters loses his footing as he was going towards the paint, and they're going to call Bentonville West for the tripping foul. That foul is on, and see who they call that foul on. They call that foul on 22, but there was no 22 on the floor for Bentonville West. So I'm trying to figure out who they call that foul on, but Jones gets the ball inbound pass there on the low block. Can't get the shot to go. Last touch ball by Mountain Home as the ball goes out of bounds, and it will be Bentonville West basketball with 2:32 left to play in the first quarter. Bentonville West with the ball leading 8-6. Here is Traven Hardiman, who checked in a moment ago earlier for Bentonville West. Now the ball goes down to Dawson Bailey, and a foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. In the paint, Matt Jones picks up his first personal foul, team foul number four against the Bombers. Now Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 2:23 left to play in the first quarter. It is Bentonville West up 8-6. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Want a great team player to help with your holiday shopping? Get to the Locker Room on Highway 62 east of Mountain Home. They have great sales running through Christmas, so Santa can really save. Get up to 40% off Under Armour and Nike clothing and socks. All footwear is 20 to 50% off. And get 20% off school spirit apparel, including all Bomber gear. Take 20% off all hats, backpacks, and duffel bags. And save 10% on all baseball and softball equipment. It's only at the Locker Room, Highway 62 east of Mountain Home.
So it turned out that last foul was on Bentonville West was called on Cade Ruffner. That was his first personal foul. So both teams with four fouls now. After Mountain Home takes their that first time out of the game, they trail Bentonville West 8-6 with 2:23 left to play in the first quarter. It will be the Wolves inbounding it. Cade Ruffner will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline under their own basket. And he's not going to get the 5 second. He's not going to get it in before the 5 second count. Fourth turnover of the night against Bentonville West. So good defense staying there by Mountain Home as they have another chance to either tie or take the lead with this possession. Benton into the front court, throws it to Bashir's on the right side, up top to Griselius, over to Benton on the left. He tries to do an alley-oop pass, but it's knocked away, but Wyatt Gilbert does control it for Mountain Home. Here's Benton with the ball on the left side now. Now he's going to go into the lane for the layup. It does not go. Rebound controlled by Dawson Bailey for the Wolves. Back quickly comes Hardiman for Bentonville West. He will throw it down in the corner to Ruffner. Back to Hardiman. Up top to Swoboda. Over to Ruffner on the left side. Now goes up top to Dawson Bailey. His three-pointer, good. Dawson Bailey with 6 points. And it's an 11-6 Bentonville West lead with 1:37 left in the first quarter. Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Drills to the right side. Now goes up top to Jones. Over to Bashir's on the left wing. He's going to dribble toward the corner. Now takes a screen from Jones. Throws it up top to Cresilius. Over on the right side goes to Gilbert. Gilbert takes a screen from Cresilius. Up top to Jones. Down to Cresilius in the paint. Finds Gilbert in your right corner. He's going down into the lane. Now tries to kick it to Ben. Pass was knocked away. Stolen by Dawson Bailey. Third turnover against Mountain Home. Bailey going up for the layup. And he's going to be fouled and hit to the free throw line. Matt Jones picks up his second personal foul, team foul number 5 against the Bombers here in the first half. So with 1:03 left to play in the first quarter, it will be a two-shot opportunity for Dawson Bailey. These will be his first free throws of the night. First shot is up, no good. Colton Peters checking back in for Mountain Home, replacing Matt Jones, and also for Mountain Home. Bennett Pinson checking in for the first time tonight as Baylor Cresilius takes a seat. Pinson, a 6'2 senior. And Bentonville West just had a sub as well. I'm sorry, I take it back. Austin Connor's been in there for a moment. Thought they were going to have a sub. Now the second free throw for Dawson Bailey is up and in. He gets one of two, and he'll take a seat as he's replaced by Riley Bacino, a 6'1 freshman. Here is Benton into the front court. It's a 6-point Bentonville West lead. Benton going into the lane for the layup. Can't get it to go. Rebound. Chased down and controlled by Hardiman. And back comes Bentonville West. 49 seconds left in the first quarter. Hardiman quickly into the lane. Now kicks it to Connor. His shot was blocked from behind. Benton saves it into the hands of Hunter Bashirs. And back comes Mountain Home. 39 seconds left to play in this first quarter. Here is Gilbert with the ball on the left side. Up top to Benton now. And Mountain Home may hold for the last shot of the quarter. 25 seconds. Benton is just dribbling up near the half-court stripe. Now finally, Ruffner comes out there to guard him a little closer. So he dribbles to the right side. Now throws up top to Bashirs. Gives it to Peters. Now to Gilbert on the left wing. 11 seconds left. Now up top to Benton. He tries to give it to Bashirs. He couldn't handle the pass. It goes out of bounds, and it will be Bentonville West basketball on the unforced turnover. Fourth turnover against Mountain Home. 6.8 seconds left as Hardiman takes inbound pass. He's quickly back the way. 4 seconds. Hardiman kicks up top to Connor. 1 second left. He's going to try one last shot at the buzzer. He cannot get to go, and we've reached the end of the first quarter. After 8 minutes of play, our score, Bentonville West leading Mountain Home 12-6. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. Call 425-5040.